Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 29th of August. We have a 12 game main slate. And I believe we do have some weather potentially in Detroit and New York. So we're going to have to pay attention to that as the day goes on. And I believe the wind is blowing in Wrigley. Or at least it was projected to last night when I looked. Yeah, we have a game total of 7 in that game. So strong winds blowing in at Wrigley. Always key on a slate. So let's dig in with the pitching. At the top, we get Pablo Lopez, a -178 favorite against the Guardians. The Guardians got to Maeda yesterday. Twins were able to pick up the W, but Maeda looked rough. Lopez has not been as strong at home. K-rate is stronger at home, but overall numbers not as strong. Coming off of a rough start against a tough Texas squad, prior to that, he had been dominating. I think there's a chance we see him go back to dominating to a degree. 10.8, it's a decent price tag for us to be paying. It is tied for his largest price tag of the year, I believe. Man, I wish we could get back to 7K Pablo Lopez. But certainly an option. Big issue here is that Corbin Burns is going to be the much better play. Due to that low game total, wind blowing in, etc. The Cubs are a -135 favorite. Justin Steele on the mound. Burns coming off a rough start. He's been pretty bad at 2 out of his last 3, but the sandwich start against the Dodgers, he absolutely dominated. I just think it's a great spot for him. He wasn't great against the Cubs earlier this year. His first start of the season, which I'm going to just shake that off. He's been absolutely dominant on the road. I think he probably has a greater ceiling than any pitcher on the slate, I guess. You know, thanks to that wind blowing in. Clayton Kershaw, a -205 home favorite. His last start was held to just 2 innings because of the rain delay or suspended game. Hasn't been super strong since his return. Was looking sharp in that game with 4 strikeouts in those 2 innings. I think he's a solid play against Arizona. Has made 2 starts against them this year, averaging nearly 20 DK points per game. Certainly plenty of upside in the matchup. Sizable home favorite as well. No problems with Kershaw. He would fall kind of behind Burns, Kirby, Steele, and maybe Lopez. I'm not sure yet. I have to think about that one. But Kirby going to be super popular against Oakland. Didn't exactly dominate Oakland the first time faced him. But he's been super strong at home. Averaging nearly 22 DK points per game when pitching at home this year. His K rate at home is much stronger. His last 2 starts haven't been overly strong, but they were on the road. He did strike out 9 last time out after only 2 against Kansas City. But I think Kirby's going to be one of the most popular, or the most popular pitcher. It's a -305 favorite. Excuse me. So that tells you massive favorite at home. Probably your cash SP1, maybe 2 if you pair him with Burns. Justin Steele, been really strong against the Brewers. 2 starts, just 3 runs allowed. Didn't get a win in either, but he's 10-2 at home. Win points matter. Hasn't been super sharp in August, but he hasn't been atrocious either. There's plenty of upside in the matchup. His first start against the Brewers, I think he shut them out. Yeah, that was at the beginning of the year, obviously. But he's a favorite over Burns and the Brewers, so Justin Steele definitely in my pool this evening, and good chance he's going to be a 20 to 25% play. Would normally be more, but we do have so many guys here up top that I'm going to want to get exposure. Merrill Kelly against the Dodgers is a no. It's basically always a no for me. He hasn't been horrendous, but he's walking a ton of guys in his three starts against them. He was good here, which is kind of shocking. Six shutout innings. But I do not like his history against the Dodgers. Plenty of guys have just dominated him. He hasn't been as sharp on the road, so, and it's the Dodgers, so I'm not really picking on them with a pitcher. Jose Berríos, a -210 home favorite against the Nationals. Strongest win at home. K rate is stronger coming off of a rough start against Baltimore. He actually started this game out really strong. I believe he had a no-hitter through five and just fell apart, or into the fifth and then fell apart. I'd have to go back and look for sure, but dominated Cincinnati. He's had some strong starts. I think he's perfectly fine. He's not really a priority jam in for me because there are guys that I just really love above him. Gavin Williams against the Twins. Shockingly, has not faced them yet this year. He's been filthy on the road. Coming off of a couple of back-to-back rough starts, one against the Dodgers, which is to be expected. The one against Detroit was kind of shocking. Prior to that, absolutely dominated Tampa Bay and Toronto. I like the upside in him, especially in this matchup with the way that the Twins can strike out. So I have no problem going, somewhat heavier on Gavin Williams. And because I want to play Gavin Williams, I'm not going to play Charlie Morton in Coors. But Morton's last two starts have been absolutely phenomenal. He was pretty strong three starts ago if he wouldn't have had seven walks. But he's been just absolutely dominant the last two starts with double-digit strikeouts in each. I think those numbers are going to attract a little bit of ownership. I don't think I'm going to go with Morton in Coors, but my final pool will come later. But there are so many guys up here that I like that I just don't know that I want to go to Morton in Coors, even though it is Colorado and their lineup is rather weak. No thank you on the JP France. Boston just destroyed him. I would love to see him bounce back and dominate them, but I'm just not going to go there. Brian Bello, strong performance against this Houston squad. Not going to go there. Just not a fan of the back-to-back starts facing the same guy, same team. So, game total of 10. Boston is a -125 favorite. If I was going to go anywhere in that, I would use Bello, but I'm just not going to do it. Seth Lugo against a struggling Cardinals offense makes a ton of sense to me. He's a -155 favorite. He's been strong his last two starts. 23 plus DK points, or 22 plus DK points in 5 of 7. So going through a strong stretch right now. So I'm all for Seth Lugo. It's just going to be tough to get a lot of ownership onto him because of the guys up top. Dean Kramer, a -235 home favorite. I like Kramer. He has plenty of upside here. He just may not make my pool. It's going to be really close. Right now, I'd have to say he's going to be on the outside looking in, but he's somebody that I can be sold on, or I can sell myself on as the day goes on, and making it as the last man into my pool at this point. I'm a Mackenzie Gore fan. I'm just not going to use him against Toronto right now. And he hasn't been that great on the road. Haney, rain going on potentially. I'm going to pass on Haney. Alex Cobb, I'm interested. Cincinnati is striking out plenty right now. He just hasn't looked good for a stretch, though. It is a great park for pitching. He has been really good at home, but he did struggle against Cincinnati. He's a -165 favorite, so I think he's going to have to make it into my pool. One reason that he might not is down here, and we'll get to here in a second. Brandon Williamson was solid against San Francisco, not spectacular. Obviously, in a great park for pitching. 20 plus and 3 of 4. Certainly viable. And I understand if you want to go there to be a little different because I don't expect him to carry much ownership. Because I expect all the ownership on these cheap guys to come in right here at Cole Reagans. It's just been absolutely filthy, and I don't really understand where this is coming from. Maybe I've underestimated Cole Reagans for a couple years. I'm not sure, but it is what it is. I do not see a Vegas total or line right now. I guess. Oh, I just refreshed. Kansas City is a -155 favorite. Game total of 9, however. Man, the way that he's been pitching as a starting pitcher in August is just crazy. He's going to be super popular at 6K, especially for those that are trying to jam in Atlanta stacks. I'm interested a little bit in Zach Thompson, but again, it's really hard to go there when Reagans is just 6K. San Diego has struggled quite a bit, even though they do have a lineup that should crush left-handed pitching. There is a little bit of upside. I just don't know how heavy I'd want to go. Plus, we have plenty of pitchers to choose from. It's going to be a task to limit my pool to 8 pitchers this evening at this point. So, there we have it. There's the first look at pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our tools, coaches, sheets, Discord, etc. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.